Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey, welcome to episode number 14. Today's topic is this. The riches are in your list. So, email marketing is one of those marketing tactics that has been around for quite some time and has kind of went through all these different kinds of ups and downs and cycles and things like that. And obviously, the good old days, you could send an email and be getting 50, 75, 80% or more open rates, and regardless of what your topic was or the subject line or how many times you mentioned the word free. And obviously, email tools and things like that have caught on. So, obviously, I love to look at what are the marketing tactics that are moving the local business? And are their email opens drastically different from other companies and things like that? And what are the commonalities? How do you actually start to extract some dollars from your email list? So before we get into that, I mean, step one is to make sure that you, A, are asking for email, but also to make sure that you're also capturing text, mobile numbers. So if you listen to episode number 13, which was about SMS marketing, that goes hand in hand, and that's why I wanted to do kind of the episodes back to back, is that don't just be capturing the email, but also be capturing the mobile number in one fell swoop. Now, there's obviously different strategies for both, so the episode today is really going to focus on what do you do with the email, what tools can you use, how many times should you send emails, when, and all of that good stuff. But step one is to make sure that in all the different places, you're actually asking for mobile phone number and email. And you're capturing their consent in some capacity. Because unfortunately, as the email laws and things like that continue to get tougher and tougher and tougher, especially if you're marketing in Europe or Canada, for example, there's all these fun GDPR compliances and things like that. But I mean, more so in the US, I continue to anticipate the laws to get stronger and stronger. And the reason they get stronger and stronger is that marketers tend to ruin everything. We tend to find, I mean, what are the ways that we can actually capitalize on the platform? How can we kind of be a little bit black hat-ish and things like that? And then unfortunately, people complain and then stuff starts to catch on. So step one, start capturing permission to send emails and text messages to your audience. Now, if you've got a physical location, you should be having, there should be like an iPad where they can easily sign up. They can text in their phone number, and then the next question asks for their email. Your website should be capturing that information. I mean, anywhere and everywhere, you want to make sure that you're capturing that initial consent. So obviously, we need to start there. Step two is really, you've got to make sure that you have some kind of email marketing system that, and I'm trying to figure out the politest way to phrase this, but if you haven't realized by now, I'm pretty direct and no BS. So you've got to make sure you actually have a good email marketing system. So not one of those that is like the free version or it's the $5 a month because the company's logo is at the bottom of the email or any of that stuff. You've got to have a top-tier email tool. We use Infusionsoft, for example. HubSpot's a great tool. MailChimp, Aweber, iContact, a tool like that. Got to have a good tool. So that's obviously step two. And if you don't have a good tool, or if you've got emails that are kind of lying all over the place, they're in Outlook and things like that, you can obviously import those names in. But as we talk about kind of cleaning your list and things like that, you've got to be very careful. because unless those people actually opted in, we'll use air quotes there, it's a little bit like the Wild West. Are most people still messaging and sending emails to those people? Definitely. Is it the right thing to do? Not necessarily the case. And in this instance, the thing that I want you to really kind of banish is that bigger does not always equate to better, especially when it comes to emails. I mean, I would rather you have 100 targeted people than 800 people that you're like, well, I'm not really necessarily sure where they came from. They're kind of scraped together from all these different lists and things like that. So bigger is not always necessarily better. I want you to keep a clean list. So you can use tools that actually scrub the emails. And I encourage you to do that on a monthly basis. So I know I'm not giving you the sexy stuff just yet, but I got to give you some of the fundamentals or you're really going to kind of crash and burn when you actually get to deploying these emails, because you're going to send an email and you're going to have high spam complaints and then all of a sudden your account shut down. You're going to send an email and half the emails bounce because you haven't cleaned the list. So make sure that you're cleaning the list at least once a month. And there's lots of different tools that you can check out. NeverBounce is the tool that I use. You pay a small amount of money. It'll tell you if the emails are good or not. And then those are the people that you continue to kind of keep clean. So that is kind of step three. So you've started making sure that you're capturing all the different emails from all different places. The next step is you're making sure you've got a great email sending tool. In tandem with that, step three is you're making sure that you've got a clean list. So you're scrubbing the list on a regular basis. Now, in terms of, how do you then start to extract dollars from this list? You really want to get into a calendar rhythm so that your list can start to expect a frequency. Now, you've got to wean yourself into this, especially if you've been building a list for 6 months or a year or longer, and you've maybe sent 3 emails total. You can't all of a sudden start sending 3 a week. So maybe you go to every other week, and then you start to bump it to once a week. So in a perfect world, you're really starting to build it to the point where you're sending out at minimum an email a week, but ideally even 2 or 3 emails a week, and your prospects and customers like and appreciate it. And again, you've got to start to build yourself up to that capacity. And the formula that I typically have been using is kind of this 1-1-1. So the first email that I'll send is typically something that is fun, a special announcement, but something that typically doesn't have any kind of promotion to it. So I like to send something that's kind of fun, helpful, useful, just something that's maybe a little bit different than normal. The second email is something that is a promotion, a special offer, something that I'm getting them to take some kind of action. So I'm kind of asking for them to do something. I'm commanding their attention, so to speak, in that email. So you're building the story in the email. You're asking them to take action in that email. So that should tie into whatever you're promoting. You're trying to drive them to take that particular action with you or your business. And then the third email is typically kind of a wild card. So often it's a combination of fun and promotion. It might be a case study or something that kind of talks about a recent customer. It could be, here's something that's helpful, but it tends to be an authentic piece of content. And I'm not saying that every single week that I'm sending 3 things a week. I'm typically sending 2 things, sometimes 3, but I'm never going below 1 email a week. And as you continue to guide your customers and your prospects, they start to expect these emails, you'll continue to build that rhythm and loyalty, and you'll be able to start to tell that when the email goes out, X starts to happen within 2 hours, for example. So all of a sudden you're getting new orders, new phone calls, email responses, etc. The piece that you're going to be commanding their attention with, all is correlating back to direct response marketing. So this is the action that I want you to take. You need to be guiding them in that email of the action to take. And you continue to guide them week after week after week after week to take more and more actions, do short little things that continue to move them into a buying readiness state. Email marketing is in no way dead. It's still one of the best ways to drive revenue, conversations on a regular basis. And when you combine this with SMS marketing, you've got a deadly direct response formula. Get out there, take some action with email marketing. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.